produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by River of Heaven Radio Network USA World, produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-929-477-2324. Again, that's 1-929-477-2324.
Can we take a moment? It's been a long, long day. Can we take a moment to just release? You hear that? It's like if there were ever a moment when God thought of you, the moment that he thought of you, he thought of everything that you were going to go through, every purpose that would be assigned to you, the journey that you were going to take, the decisions that you were going to make. At that moment when he thought of you, he kind of set everything up for who you are and who you were and who you're going to be. And this is just speculation on my part, but the moment that he thought of you, everything about you became you. The way you think, the way you talk, the way you walk. And God said, ah, perfection. And took you and ejected you and inserted you in the right point in time in the timeline of creation. And now here you are, sitting in front of your computer, in front of your cell phone, listening. Your God is amazing. God is amazing. Could we even fathom something like that? Was it like we forgot the moment that he designed us? And I want to use the analogy of a video game. Like the user interface when you first press start and they say, create your player. And I'm not saying that this world is a computer simulation. That's not what I'm saying. I'm using this as an analogy. That God chose your eyes. He chose your skin color. He's chose your characteristics, who you are. And now you're here. Just the thought of that blows my mind. That there is a being out there that took the time to design you and I. That's enough to get God. That's enough to surrender everything. Because he knows you more than you know yourself intimately. He knows you more than your mother. He knows you more than your father. He knows you more intimately than your partner. A divine being that knows the amount of hairs on your body. Stop. That's... He said, I knew you while you were in the womb of your mother. I knew you. We had a relationship. We interacted. I fed you. That's why you can't escape from God, because you've already made a covenant with God before you even came out of your mother's womb. The covenant was established the moment that God brought you into his mind. Are you getting this? Yo, God is... Wow. I don't know. I feel like I need you to understand the intricacies of who you are in God. Welcome, Maribel. Love you. Are you getting this? That's enough to cry. That God saw you in himself. Brought you up into his inventory and said, this is you. That's how much, you know how many humans have been allowed to be alive? Hundreds of millions throughout history. That out of everyone that has ever existed, you were given the opportunity to be alive. Yo. Forgot to pull you out of himself as a yes to you. And this is nothing mystical or new age. There's nothing new age or mystical about God seeing you and saying yes to you and allowing you to come to life. God is love. A love that is everlasting. I'm in awe right now. Sometimes this just happens. Just take a sec. Just take a sec. I'm trying, I promise, I'm trying. Oh, you are worthy. Come on, right there where you're at. Let them know. Right here, tell them. That he found it worthy for you to exist at this point and at this time. That speaks volumes of who God has called you to be. Somebody's getting ministered to. They're coming into the realization of who they are. They're coming into the realization of who God has designed them to be. Yes, you're going through some things, but that doesn't mean that you were an accident. You were meant to go through that because there's much fruit that God is looking to develop from you. Welcome, Ryan. Welcome to the stream. Got here just in time. Can we talk real quick? How's everybody doing? Maribel, if you're still in here, I want to know how you doing. You feel that, guys? Yeah. Come to me, he says. Come to me, those who are heavy burdened, heavy laden, says the King James, and I will give you rest. You want rest, Carol? Come on, do you want rest? God wants to give you rest right now. You ready? He's been waiting all weekend to give you rest. All you have to do is what? Is what you already know. All you have to do is close your eyes, lay the burdens at his feet, and say yes to his rest. Be still and know. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that he is your God. And in the midst of your weakness, in the midst of your insecurities and your anxieties, God is made strong. There's nothing that you are carrying that you can't overcome. God knew that you were going to type that already. And that's why he's providing space tonight for you to be embraced. Come on, receive that. Just feel the weight. Just lift off your shoulders. Come on. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I stand before you, petitioning for your daughter, Lord. We're asking God right now. We're asking you in the name of Jesus right now that you may be her comfort right now, Father. We ask for your embrace right now, Father. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus. There's healing for your emotions right there. Just receive it. Ask God to raise up a hedge of protection over your life and over your heart. That is those familiar spirits that try to overwhelm you, walk by and are unable to see through that hedge. Free to feel God's peace. We ask it in the name of Jesus. I'm willing to take a moment to pray for anybody that needs some prayer. If that's you, just put a 7 in the chat so I know you're in here. Just place that petition. I feel like praying. Jesus. Jesus. Welcome. God is just embracing people right now. Just taking a moment to allow God to embrace those who have been having a tough week. It's like a healing session right now. Welcome, Nancy. Welcome, Elizabeth. Welcome, Jemina, once again. Jesus. I'm trying, I promise. God bless you too. Nancy, if you got a petition, throw it in the chat. I would love to come alongside you and pray with you. Yeah, come on, throw it in the chat. Just like Jesus made himself a public spectacle. I'm not ashamed of asking for someone. It's already there. All you have to do, Ryan, is say yes to it. All you have to say is yes to God. Yes. He's with you guys. Make him number one in all those desires, everything that you guys hold dear in your heart. As long as it's in the will of God, it will happen. Yes. You gotta walk in that. It's mine. Keep reminding yourself that it's mine. God gave it to me. He wants you to be whole. It's yours. It belongs to you. To be made whole. That's part of who you're supposed to be. This is not a sin situation. This is a situation of you walking into that healing and saying, yes, it's mine. It's yours, Ryan. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. Healing is yours, the pain is not. You say goodbye to the pain that doesn't belong to you. Healing belongs to you. Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. That the healing over your life may materialize in the name of Jesus. That the Holy Spirit and the healing that belongs to you may connect. Yes, rest. What a sweet presence. You guys feeling that? It's just like, he said, anything that you ask in my name. I don't want to tarry too long, guys. But I know people need. We need each other. Bible says, pray for each other, confess to each other. There's nothing wrong with confessing that you're going through something to someone that is able to come alongside you.
Thanks for listening to The Secret Place. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support our broadcast, please share it with others and post about it on social media. To catch all the latest from Josh and The Secret Place, you can follow him on Facebook and on Instagram at Brogan Scribe. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.